Right, good morning. I'm in Bunga Gallery catching up with Eric and Lynn for the first time this year. Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year. It's looking all right.
Yeah, it's been a while, actually.
Hasn't it just? It's one of those things, isn't it? If you miss a session, we kind of struggle to catch up.
Yeah, we were missing sessions and you were away when we were here and stuff like that, so we definitely... And we were busy.
Yeah, time got away from us a little bit at the back end of last year.
Did you have a good holiday period?
Yeah. Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, I've worked every day apart from Christmas Day and Boxing Day and New Year's Day. Now Lynn worked... Well, she didn't work really when I think about it.
That's shocking.
All right.
That's shocking.
She had a fortnight decorating.
I was decorating my house. I was very busy.
Was this approved leave? Can I ask?
Well, I just kept getting phone calls. Actually, after New Year, I said, I have to come down on Monday, Lynn, because there's something wrong with the computer. And she said, I might pop in Monday myself.
I might pop in it was a bit shocking. I don't normally randomly just take 2 weeks off.
No, but it was important to get it done.
But yeah, when I start decorating, I kind of get a bit focused.
Yeah. No, and that's a good thing. It's good that she's that kind of person, isn't it?
Yes. You just don't get in the road of her when she starts decorating because everybody has to be out the way.
I know. At one point I had 3 children in the house and I'd just glossed all of the upstairs doors and then I'd come downstairs and then I heard them playing hide and seek. I was like, no! I was like, get in the bedroom, sit down, shut up, don't move.
You're not allowed to have... kids when you decorate, especially not glossing.
I ended up with 3 of them trying to play and I was like, oh my god, they're going to have gloss all over the clothes, the parents are going to kill me.
And then because she decorated, she needed new paintings. Paintings, so guess who had to do new paintings? 3 new paintings.
It must be great having an artist on top. It's got to be.
Well, it is, because I told him exactly what I wanted, how big I wanted them, what colours I wanted. The only thing that's my living room one's up and it's gorgeous. I'm really happy. But the frame I wanted for me 2 stairs ones has been discontinued.
Right.
So I've had to re-choose a frame and wait for it to come from Spain. Mm-hmm. So I'm still waiting.
So the art scene then for, I guess February. What's going on?
February, I know.
Have you been doing your research?
Yes, I do. I've got quite a bit, actually.
Okay, what have we got?
Right, the first thing we'll talk about is actually this street. We've had a couple of new businesses move into this street over the last few weeks. So we're excited.
Yeah.
We've got a new little art gallery and gift shop further up the road. She's not open at the minute, but when she gets open, when you look in the window, it's lovely. Mm-hmm. Got some really nice stuff. Mm-hmm. And then next door, in what was the Bead Ladies, we've got like a curiosity shop opening.
Yeah,
they've been moving in and putting some stuff in. It looks like... really interesting, some of the stuff that's going in, so I'm really pleased.
Is that one open yet?
Yes, it's open.
I think he's open. I've seen people in and out. I think they're still kind of finishing off, but if people kind of go in the door, they find they can go in and have a look.
Go and have a nose round.
Yeah.
That sounds interesting, doesn't it? I might have a look.
I've seen the shop's taking it.
No, and it's exactly the kind of stuff that this street wants, isn't it? Like your independence and your shops that have stuff that's not high street, so...
No, it sounds like it sounds great.
Really happy about that.
Yeah, what else is on the cards then?
Right, here in the gallery we've been really busy over Christmas. It was non-stop. And my dad's just finished a painting, which he can tell you about.
All right, yes. I think we mentioned before last time the Locomotion has the 6A4s on the 15th of this month for 8 days. And it's called The Great Goodbye because they are splitting up. One's going back to Canada, which is the Dominion Canada Union. South Africa's going back to America. They've been restored over here from the way they were, the mess they were. Mm-hmm. So all 6 will be in Shildon from the 15th on display.
Wow, how long's that for then?
8 days, I think. I think it's the 23rd. Uh-huh. Some of them are coming in next week. I've just been speaking to Anthony, and he said that Mallard and Union of South Africa are coming in on Wednesday, I think.
That's going to attract quite a crowd, isn't it, to Shildon?
I think they expect about 75,000 people. There are some couple of pre-night photography sessions, but they're full. They've been paid for and full, but it's free. Mm-hmm. The whole thing's free after that. Mm-hmm. And I've just done a painting to celebrate it, which is the one you can see on the floor there.
Fabulous, isn't it?
Yeah, I went down to York in July when they were down York and took plenty of photographs so I could make sure I got them right and everything, so... Yeah. I've been painting over the last week, ready for this.
Yeah. Do you want to describe the picture to us?
Well, it's sort of set... It's set slightly in the evening. You're looking directly at the front of the Locomotion Museum. It's sort of lit up just behind them. and I've got the 6A4s sort of coming out facing you, so the different angles as they're coming out facing you. I chatted with Anthony, suggested that's the layout they're going to have, but some of them will move because some of them are actually going to be running, you know, under steam on the line. So I've just gone for that. And then I've painted them in the colours that they are in now. Four of them are in the pre-war colours, and two of them are in the British Railway colours, which is how they are at the moment. And then I've painted the nameplates just underneath. I'm doing a little design on the nameplate. I've got them under steam. They won't be under steam, but they've got smoke on that, which gives atmosphere and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm quite chuffed with it, really. Yeah. So we're going to do a limited edition print run off it and things like that. But yeah, I think it'll look nice.
Yeah.
So it'll be going in the window this next week with a promotion advert
like
for the museum.
Promotion for the locomotion underneath it, you know, telling people to go to the locomotion.
It'd be fantastic
because
at York, you couldn't get near them.
Right.
Because the underneath and everybody was there, so you couldn't get a clear photograph. Here, because the outside, people will get a better view of them, get closer to them than they would do in York, you know.
Yeah, and it's the last time we'll see all six of
it's
them together.
It's the last time.
Right.
Yeah, not unless someone else happened, but I doubt it. It's so expensive to actually transport them from America and Canada over here. And then Shildon restored the two because they were in a right mess. And they've done a really good job on them. I kept going down and having a look and seeing the work they were doing on the engines and stuff. Fantastic. They look beautiful.
Yeah, they do. And that's a great picture. What is it? Is it pastels? Or
sorry?
Is it pastels? Or
no, it's watercolours.
Right.
Yeah, just watercolours.
Wow. It's pretty bright colours then for watercolours.
Yeah, well, I'd have subdued them a little bit. I'd have rather painted them as they were when I knew them, when they were.
You like them muckied up, don't
well,
you?
Not running and stuff, but obviously on shore at Shildon they're going to be sparkling, you know.
Yeah.
So I have to paint them sparkling, you know. So
yeah,
they are quite an intense blue when you see them, you know. But I was pleased with the result of it. So I think it's caught the atmosphere of of hopefully what it'll look like when they get there.
Yeah, I think it definitely has. You can't say that. You can't say he prefers the muggy.
He likes it. Well, it's when you get him trains for his train set. You get him a nice train, and then he sits and paints muck all over it.
Make it more realistic.
Yeah, it's called weathering.
Weathering, okay.
Yeah, you just make them look as though they've been around a bit.
We've got Ray Bradshaw. He's currently in an art exhibition at the Art Centre at Washington. That's run until the end of the month, titled Canny Folk. So Ray, his specialty work is mainly like crowds of people going into football matches and people along the beachfront, and it's mostly like family life, really,
isn't it?
Like crowds of people in a town centre and things like that, so like busy, bustling northeast life.
Yeah.
So his exhibition's on right now, so that'd be worth going to see. We've got Janet Rogers up at the Crush Chile Gallery, which is
in
Durham.
That's the one in Durham.
Lovely
gallery, that.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Well, she's been doing workshops and things like that, so if you're interested in making glass and having a go at that, you can actually sign up for workshops with Janet.
Wow, that sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
On the 14th and the 15th of this month, she's got a leaded glass two-day workshop.
Wow.
And then on the Saturday, 1st of March, she's got a fused glass day where you can go in and have a go at making all the different ornaments and stuff.
The fused glass is kind of where, I believe, it's when you do, you know, like the coasters and things like that, like laying glass on top of each other.
Yeah.
Then they put it in the kiln and it all kind of...
It's like layers.
Kind of melts together in. And layers and things like that. So whereas the leaded glass would be using the lead into shapes and then filling the shapes with colours,
like
stained
glass
type of thing, yeah.
I know what you mean, yeah.
So she has details and prices on her website, which is crushedchili.co.uk.
Yeah, she's got a great website. Have you had a good look
through
it?
Yeah, it's lovely.
She's got a beautiful gallery.
It's all sorts on there, isn't it?
Her work's amazing. So, I mean, if glass interests you, it's definitely worth going and having a look in her gallery.
Intense colours, doesn't she?
She does,
Intense yellows and things, and beautiful colours into a glass.
Yeah.
So if you're in Durham, it's up and behind the Fighting Cocks. Is that right? Isn't it?
Yeah, it's on South Street, going up. Up
it's tucked away, isn't it? Little white
building.
Tucked away.
It's an old church building, I think.
Yeah.
The other thing is Valentine's. If you're interested in Valentine's, the Stevenson Railway Museum up at North Shields. We're back to trains again.
Back
here.
On trains. Yes.
Back on trains. On the 14th of February, they're having a Where Is the Love Day.
On a train. Hang on.
On a train. Where it hits into the art thing is they making Valentine's inspired crafts on a train.
Ah, oh, that'll be fun.
So yeah,
is it a kids thing or is it?
I don't know. Well, it says activities team making special Valentine's inspired crafts.
Yeah. Must be teenagers at least.
But, yeah, well, I guess.
And they say reflect on the romance and nostalgia and spread the love for the golden age of the railways. So. Yeah.
I bet that's fun.
So, yeah, I mean, if you want to go on a train and there's something to do on Valentine's Day that's a little bit different.
Yeah.
There you go.
Cool.
Right, Bishop Town Hall Gallery. They've got a print workshop on Thursday the 13th. The print workshop's every second Thursday of every month.
Right.
So they do prints, handmade prints, using the McGuinness printing press, which is in the town hall. So you can experiment and mess around with things like that. So if that's something that you people want to have a go of, it's £6 a session.
Have you ever done any printing, like with the press?
Yes, when I first started an experiment. In fact, I bought a second-hand one.
How do they work? What's it like? Is it? Because in my head, I've got a picture of a big mangle.
It is. Just like a big mangle. Yeah. You've got a big wheel and you've got a big roller.
Yeah.
And then you put the paper onto the plate that you're going to print off, the engraved plate. And then you just turn the big mangle wheel as you see it in your eye.
Yeah.
And it goes under the roller with cushions and you get the print out the other side. It's a traditional way of printing, but you don't see much of it nowadays. You know. But that's what you would get down there. So if anybody was interested in making some of their own prints, they could take the image down there and they'd be shown how to do it. You know.
Right, what a great idea, isn't it?
I only got away with it once. It didn't work very well. Somebody sold it me.
Yeah.
And
have you still got it?
No, the scrap man took it. About 25 quid for it.
Oh, you did all right then.
Yeah. So, but it is the real traditional way. But you don't get many plates, many prints offered in addition because the plate deteriorates, so it's just got to be a limited number, and then the plate's destroyed generally.
I remember doing lino printing.
Oh yes, I know. Yeah.
And I enjoyed, you know, the tools and the cutters.
Gouging out.
I enjoyed that bit.
Once I got it printed,
I wasn't bothered.
It's a similar effect. Yeah. It's a similar idea, totally. That, or even the potato print is the same.
Yes, potato prints.
Oh, I remember doing that.
Yeah. In the old days, the plates used to be engraved and scratched out.
Yeah.
But now, recently, when you used to use them, they use acid and etching and stuff like that. So they etch the thing out to get finer details. That way, you know.
Is that a bit of what our Paul was doing that time?
Yeah, Paul. My son did a course on that up at Newcastle Universities.
Yeah.
And he produced some nice prints.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He was producing some nice work doing that.
Is he an artist as well? Is he an artist
as well? Well, he is actually. He went to Bournemouth and did a photography and art course down there in the university. And he does comics.
Yeah, where him and his team have actually just done the Newcastle Science Canicom.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Actually, the university put up all the money, and they produced a traditional type comic.
Science comic for
children. It's for children, and they sent it out to schools all over the north.
It's gone out to schools, so it's the Newcastle Science comic. So it's
so
basically.
If any school was interested in it, if they got in touch, they could get free copies.
Yeah.
It's done by like the Newcastle University team, so it's basically bringing science to children. So what they did was they put basically a lot of comic people together in a room with a lot of science people.
Yeah.
So the science people were telling the comic people how things worked, and between them.
This is what the
comics, what they came up with.
And
they freed
for schools.
Yeah. I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
You're just flicking through there. I can't even see the story, but I can see there's some humour in there.
Yeah, you can take that copy to have a look through. Benamuir Town Hall Gallery is hosting Interface Arts, which is County Durham Artists Network.
Right, okay. What's that about?
It's basically a lot of individual artists who come together in a group so that they can put on exhibitions, because obviously exhibitions can be expensive and some people don't have enough work to maybe fill an exhibition space.
Yeah.
So they've joined together to make Interface Arts, which means they can now hire out exhibition space and put on exhibitions together, you know what I mean, and show a variety of work. So the Interface Arts are at Spennymoor now.
Okay. So we'll see a combination of stuff there.
You will. There'll be a variety.
Yeah.
Suna Robinson, she does silk paintings. Oh. She's going to be at Tynemouth Market on the 9th of February.
Yeah.
Suna's silk paintings are very intricate, really beautiful work.
Yeah, nice work.
I've attempted to do silk paintings and it's hard. It's hard. Mine were a disaster.
But she does really nice stuff.
That sounds fun. There's a really big art scene up at Tynemouth, isn't there?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
The market is quite... Yeah. And it's years since I've been, but it is actually worth a ride out, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they've got some really nice stuff.
Talking about our Paul, he lives in North Shields and stuff, and when we go up to visit, we can walk into Tynemouth from where he is.
Mm-hmm.
It's brilliant, the art scene just around there. And I said, you don't know...
It's very artisan, isn't it, the whole area?
You don't know how lucky you are. You've got lovely bars, cafes and everything, and nice galleries, and it's really well... It's well supported.
It's a lovely spot.
Yeah.
House prices are a bit up.
Oh, yes. It's just bought a new house in North Shields. It's just in the process of... Well, I think it hasn't gone fully through.
Mm.
But he wanted to go to Tynemouth, but he couldn't afford Tynemouth prices.
I'm not surprised.
So he's in North Shields. But Tynemouth, really sky high.
He's within walking distance.
It is, yeah. You can walk to it.
The best of both worlds.
Yeah. But I think Tynemouth's brilliant place.
Yeah,
you
it know. Is. It's a lovely spot. Yeah. Okay, what else have we got on then?
Up at the Wisdom. Mm-hmm. Well, it's actually starting on the 1st of March. They've got Northern Crafts, and that's going to be... what is the details? It's going to be every Saturday, I think. It's every Saturday from the 1st of March.
Okay.
Northern Crafts, so you've got everything from jam to jewellery. It's going to be 15 stalls of handmade goods, gifts. Yeah. It's all local. And that's starting at the beginning of next month.
That's
so
every Saturday, is it?
Every Saturday, starting on the 1st of March.
Yeah.
So I think they've been doing them with them up, haven't they? Have they?
I think, they have. They've been doing the exhibition
space
up and things.
When I used to do exhibitions there, it was a bit run down, the place.
No, I think they've had a bit of a rehaul and stuff.
But
so
it says they've got a cafe bar there, so...
Yeah. Got quite a good comedy club going on as well, haven't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you look on the website for the Wisdom now, they're obviously putting on comedy and shows and music and exhibitions and things like that, so I think that's really great for the town.
Yeah, it's a good site.
And as usual, the Bowes
Museum.
The Bowes Museum
has loads of
45 different things going on at once.
Well, come on then.
Right,
listen.
We're starting on... This is the last week to enjoy the How to Hide a Lion exhibition, which we have talked about before. So that's finishing at the end of this next week. And they've also got a newly opened Gavin Turk exhibition.
I'm not
familiar with his work.
Okay.
but the information we've been given... he's come into the British art scene in the early 1990s. He was refused a degree from the Royal College for exhibiting a single work called Cave.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So apparently his exhibition explores his work in neon. I'm not familiar with his work, so I can't really say much.
I've seen this on the TV.
Have you?
They've got a big sign up, I think, at the front of Bowes Museum in neon lights.
Oh,
right.
I think. Yeah. I think that's probably worth having a look.
Mm.
Just to kind of say you've been and had a look.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know whether it's my thing, but...
Yeah, well, apparently it's newly opened now, so it obviously there's a bit of notoriety there, so worth going to see. There's also a gallery talk on the 8th of February, which is the curator, Greville Worthington. He's going to be giving an introduction to the work, so that's on the 8th of February gallery talk.
Okay, yeah.
So after that, there's a painting workshop on the 14th of February. So that's another Valentine's Day.
Do you know this? Do you know you'd think you'd be busy on Valentine's Day, wouldn't you? Clearly not.
Well, we are going to exhibitions. That's what we're doing.
You're going on holiday.
Yeah. Or even better. That sounds good.
Another week while I'm by myself.
It's fine. It's fine.
Do you know she's never here?
I thought that.
I know. It's shocking, to be honest with you. Right, well, the painting workshop is Art Nouveau Design, so it's jewellery in watercolour. So this is a resident artist, Linda Birch. She's shown how to design jewellery using precious stones, silver, gold and things like that. So
it's
booking required, so you'd have to get in touch with the Bowes Museum to book a place on that if it's something that was interesting. I mean, jewellery is massive at the minute, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, jewellery is an art form even, so... Mm-hmm. Back by popular demanders, the bird feeders. Paint your own bird feeder.
Yeah.
To put in the garden.
This is the time of the year, really, isn't
it?
It
is.
It's the right time to be thinking about it.
Yeah, to get a bird feeder up.
Yeah, so that's the 17th and the
19th
of February.
For children, but they must be accompanied by an adult.
Right, yeah. Yeah, get the kids out of the way.
Get the kids out of the way.
Go over there.
Yeah, we'll go to the cafe.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Right, after that we've got celebrating the Chinese New Year, a family fun day.
Uh-huh.
That's up at the boss again, so it's drop-in activities for all the family. Making your own mask, bookmark, puppet, celebrating
the
Chinese New Year.
Year of the horse.
And after that, there's Jay's Animal Encounters. So that's, they're bringing creatures, tarantulas, snakes, scorpions, and children are going to be able to handle the animals and learn about them and then create some artwork to take home.
That sounds fun, doesn't it?
Again, yeah. need an adult with them.
Yeah. Do you like tarantulas?
No, not particularly.
I don't like them either.
No, I'm not sure I would cuddle a tarantula. I'd have a go at cuddling a snake.
I've held a snake before. Yeah. Snakes are not bad. I don't mind them.
I think you can keep your scorpions.
Yeah, I think so.
We went, where was it? It was down at Liverpool on the docks. They had bugs, something. It was like a big open space. And they had all these random bugs and creatures and things like that. And you went in and you could hold them and things. And there was this massive, massive, what do you call it when they've got hundreds of legs?
Millipede?
Oh. Millipede, yes. Yeah.
Millipede.
And it must have been about... 8-9 inches long. Oh, Jeff had hold of it and it was just like going up his arm and that. And I was like, me and our Abby were like that, just backing off. We were like, and he was saying to us, do you want to hold? I was like, my skin was crawling. Even I was like, no, I don't. Oh, no. I had stick insects once when I was younger. I don't know why. I just decided I had to have them.
Yeah.
And cleaning them out was really freaky.
They break like mad, don't they?
They did, because every time I took them out to clean them, there was a different amount of stick insects. Sometimes there were more, and sometimes there were less. And it was really... Can you remember
that?
Yeah, the stick insects.
Well, I don't know. But every time I got them out to clean them out and counted them, there was different amounts of stick insects in that box. Oh, in the end, I was just terrified of them. I was so scared of them.
Yeah. They breed like fury, because my cousin used to breed them for schools.
Oh,
you know,
right,
school classrooms have pets.
Yeah.
Well, she used to breed them.
Well, that's where I got them from, a school, because we went to visit the school and they had them. And they were saying, if anybody wants them, some, they can have them. And I was like, that sounds class.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't, they just...
Not a pest.
Kind of
stroke,
though. Oh, man. They used to be cleaning them out, and then you'd find one climbing up the side of the dishwasher. And,
I think those snails. Have you ever thought about keeping snails?
No.
Because you can get giant snails as well.
Can't
you?
You can,
You can get all sorts of weird things out. They need to be kept in glass cases, don't they, most of these things.
Oh, man.
No.
If you think about it, anything that you've got to keep, that you need to keep the lid on,
is
probably not going to be
not
great.
It's not going to be the best pet, is it? You know?
No.
Right, we're heading back up north. Newcastle City Library have got digital photography for beginners.
Now that sounds good, because everybody's got a digital camera, haven't they?
Yeah.
And apart from pointing it at something and pressing the button, you never know what all the buttons are for, do you? All the settings.
Yeah, well, that's what this course is aimed at, basically learning how to work your digital camera.
Yeah.
I mean, when we did that art festival a couple of years back, there was a lad came and he did a digital photography course for beginners, and it was popular, wasn't it?
Yes,
it filled up straight away with like people wanting to get tips and to learn how to use the cameras and things like that. So
he's like professional photographer. It was good listening to him and learning what you can do with a digital camera. Just like you say, people just point and that's it. You know?
Yeah, that's on the 11th of February. So if anybody's interested in digital photography or learning the cameras and things like that, I think that'd be a great course to go to.
Yeah, sounds good.
In Middlesbrough, the Mima Gallery is having a Valentine's thing, but it's not on Valentine's Day, it's on the 8th of February, so that's what, next Saturday, 1 till 4. It's their art trolley is out, so it's for families. Basically, they're bringing out art trolleys that's packed with all sorts of art stuff, and basically you can just make and create and do what you want. I mean, it's a holiday themed trolley for Valentine's cards and things like that, but
that's
if you're looking
fun,
for a family day out next Saturday... Yeah.
And you get a 10% voucher off any of their products as well.
And it's a free thing to go and mess around with the art trolleys and things like that. So
that sounds good, because there's been some controversy over Mima recently, hasn't there?
I haven't heard of Mima. It's the first time I've heard of Mima.
It's right in the centre of Middlesbrough. It's where they did the Top Gear programme a couple
That's
of years
right,
ago.
Yes, I saw that.
Filled it up with cars.
Yes.
It used to be council run and council funded, and they handed it over to the university of Teesside for them to maintain. There's just been a bit of controversy in the press about it.
Yeah. All right.
About how it's going to be
run.
It's a great site. I've got to say, it's one of those when you go in. I don't understand modern art, and so you kind of go and you have a look, and you need it all explaining to me.
Right.
It doesn't stop me going.
Yeah.
I still go and I still have a look around.
Yeah.
So if you get a chance, if you're over in Middlesbrough, it is worth a visit.
And the other one I've just stuck it down really is the Hatton Gallery in Newcastle have a Marilyn Monroe photography exhibition on.
Oh, I bet that's good.
It's called A British Love Affair. Pictures of Marilyn Monroe from the very beginning right through. Yeah. Iconic photographs.
Why do you think they're calling the title A British Love Affair?
I don't know. I haven't a clue. I mean, I presume it's because she did come over and make a couple of films in Britain. You know,
Well, she's big in America as she was over here.
Because
everyone's
big in America,
yeah.
I mean, just the suggestion she had the affair with the, Kennedy and stuff.
Yeah, of course.
And also the suggestion that she was murdered, but no proof on that one, you know.
Uh-huh.
But, She was big in films and everything, and the photography is all mainly black and white. There are some coloured ones, but the black and white ones.
Yeah.
If you go on the internet and put it on, you can see some of the pictures. Yeah. They are superb.
That sounds good. The classic Marilyn Monroe quote: "I've told you, I'll be ready in 5 minutes, or stop ringing me every half hour."
Yes, I like that one. She was an icon, really.
Yeah.
But that's it. She's frozen in time, isn't she?
Yeah.
You know, that sort of situation. I think the famous photograph with the skirt blowing up's there as well. You know.
So what's next for you guys in February? Busy.
Busy. Yeah. You've got a lot of commissions.
I've got quite a lot of orders in, and then I want to start getting some new stuff. For the gallery,
new stuff on the walls. Like the 1 day workshops, we maybe want to do a couple of them. But really, we need to get caught up before we commit ourselves
the
to some
will
of them
be
dates.
Maybe March or it, because I need to get some new work done.
Do you change your pictures for the seasons in the gallery?
I tend to mess around with the window.
Yeah, you'll do a spring window.
I do like seasonal kind of displays in the window and things like that. I'll play with the window a little bit, but inside the gallery, not so much really, because we've got the pictures and you can change them around. But mostly it's the Bishops, the Durhams, and things like that that sell.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, if you took all of those down and put seasonal kind of pictures up, they're not kind of what people want sometimes. So
do you get many tourists in? So people coming up to see the castle or have a look around?
We're starting to see
probably get more in April when it opens again.
Yeah.
Because when they're going to really be pushing it this time.
Lynn, Eric, thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
Catch up with you again next month.